This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In remarks, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the timing of China's President Xi Jinping's visit to Russia is notable. He explains why.
President Xi is traveling to Russia days after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for President Putin, suggests that China feels no responsibility to hold the Kremlin accountable for the atrocities committed in Ukraine, and instead of even condemning them, it would rather provide diplomatic cover for Russia to continue to commit those very crimes.
Meanwhile, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is heading to Kyiv for talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Japanese public broadcaster NHK showed Kishida riding a train from Poland heading to Kyiv. Kishida's surprise trip to Ukraine comes just hours after he met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Kishida, who is to chair the Group of Seven summit in May, is the only G7 leader who has not visited Ukraine and was under pressure to do so. At home, he's expected to offer continuing support for Ukraine when he meets with Zelensky. Saudi Arabia has now freed a Saudi American citizen it had imprisoned more than a year over its tweets critical of the kingdom's crown prince. The news of the release of Monday of a U.S. Saudi citizen, Saad El-Mahdi, came from his son in the United States. Neither Saudi nor U.S. officials immediately confirmed the release of the man, a 17-year-old Florida retiree, but progress on Mahdi's release had been rumored since last week. Monday night, Mahdi was at home with family members who live in Riyadh. That's according to his son, Ibrahim El-Mahdi, who lives in the United States.